We will look at some footage of what the anchors of news really think they're up to, and talk a little bit about Elon Musk and what he's doing with his campaign to get control of Twitter.
First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They're all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
I'm Dave Detman, also known as Dr. Gadget. I've got a new podcast called The Big Idea. And every week, I talk to inventors and visionaries who made it big in their respective industries. We'll tackle weekly trending tech, provide inside tips for your success, and go deep dives on the latest and greatest innovations. And I know you're going to love this part. I'll also have plenty of free giveaways. Who doesn't love free stuff? So listen to and follow The Big Idea with me, Dr. Gadget, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a choice, but to get on a mandate, get it on. Dr. Drew's board-certified addiction medicine specialist. Drew is still remote, but signal is good, and you seem undistracted by extraneous affairs.
Undistracted. I got another episode of diverticulitis.
Really?
Got it early though, I'm moving towards surgery with that, and I want to avoid it at all costs. But you know, people don't need this detail. But essentially, I was in Austin doing After Dark. And first night we went out, found this French restaurant, super enthusiastic, you know, sommelier. And before I know it, I'm like, oh shit, I have drunk too much. And now if I do that, if I do anything, I get diverticulitis.
Yeah, so drinking too much, what, red wine? Or
yep, anything. And really, I do anything to excess. Eat to excess, drink to excess, exercise to excess. I just get it. So my new normal is balance, which is not such a horrible thing, but I have to really pay attention. Because it kicks in, and then it kicks my ass every time. Although this time was sort of mild. So,
All right. What else are you thinking about? Yeah.
So have we? We just the other day we discussed a little bit about Elon Musk, but did we? We've never really gotten into it, have we?
Just the there's fact that there's a funny clip that maybe Kalen or Gary can find. You can take your time with it, but I think it was Morning Joe and Misha Brzezinski doing that. We can't let him. He'll get on there. He'll control the narrative. He'll spread lies. He'll give fake news, and he'll be giving out information. And she's like, "That's our job."
Yeah, that's right. I think it's from 2017. Actually, I think people pulled it a little out of the history books.
Well,
yeah,
Gary can look, but it's at least.
Yeah. It fits perfectly with their behavior for the last 5 years. So it's fine. I mean, the point is still the same, you know?
Well, here's I'll give you an example in a nutshell of Twitter, right? They got everything wrong about the Kyle Rittenhouse case, right? Mm-hmm. They got it all wrong, and he was found innocent because they got it all wrong. If you sent out a tweet saying, I support Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, before the trial, or I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for Kyle Rittenhouse's legal defense, it would have been taken down.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
I'm sure you can find 10 other examples that they were super
right.
wrong
what,
about.
What do they
but
know?
Still feel right about it. They still feel
do they feel about right it. About it?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
You don't understand. He took guns across state lines. He had no business there. Didn't you remember that, Adam?
Yeah.
That's what they remember. And that's back to your chick thinking thing.
It's also, whenever I talk to Mark Garagos about it, it's a very slippery slope, which is their thing is, it was just about this whole Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot where they there were like four defendants, two were found not guilty, and the others were hung on or whatever. Their take on that is, and here's the dangerous part, and here's where the chick think comes in. You decided that this is how this case went down based on what you heard on CNN or NPR.
Mm-hmm.
You decided that a white militia plotted to abduct and possibly kill the governor of Michigan. Okay.
Well, remember the territory. They've already set the stage with white nationalists are the most significant threat to the democracy in the country.
So. Okay. So that's what you decided. Then you forgot about it for a while. And then the jury came back and they're not indicting any of these people. They're not finding them guilty. Now you're outraged because you decided that these four white supremacists were abducting Gretchen Whitmer, and now they're walking the streets. That's what you decided.
That's right.
The part that you missed is all the FBI informants and FBI people.
Involvement.
Involvement. And you're also fucking with the system. This was a jury who heard the case and realized they didn't have a good case.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not too? So what's the deal then? We don't like that system, or we like it when it works against Derek Chauvin, but we don't like it when it doesn't work against the alleged plotters of the kidnapping of Governor Whitmer. Which system do you want? So now you've decided the system screwed up when it doesn't go your way based on your lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Same with Kyle Rittenhouse. Remember, they were very upset about Kyle Rittenhouse. I would be, too, if I believed everything you believed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for all that turned out to be bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they don't back off it, though.
Right.
They don't believe that it's bullshit.
We have the clip from when? Sorry, Gary.
So we're still trying to dig through this and make sure we have it all right. But this is from 2017. But what we're seeing is that she is not, in fact, talking about Elon Musk at all. She's talking about Trump, but it's being brought out in the context.
That's what happened. So Adam kind of bought into the fake news a little bit. They've trotted it out in the context of Elon Musk, but it's still, the point is quite pertinent. It's all just the juxtapositions aren't accurate.
She's talking about Trump.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters. They go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah. If you look at the issues, Yamiche is right. He's doing exactly what he said.
Yes, you're
right. Right.
It's
all right. We got it. Yes. It's not based on Elon Musk. It's based on Trump. But it's the same thought, which is it's our job to sort of control what people think.
Yeah, and I see that trotted out all over the place all the time. We have a newsroom, and we have professionals in there, and we collect – you know who's the champion of that is – oh, shit, I'm going to forget his name. The guy over at CNN, the pudgy guy.
Brian Stelter.
Stelter trots that one out all the time. And it's like, we get that you have people there with a point of view who feel like it's their – all right. So here's something I want you to know. I've really thought – I'm this in Bermuda. So today I'm giving a talk in Bermuda, okay, today. And the thing I'm talking about – I'm talking to a bunch of insurance people and hospital administrators, things like that. But I'm making a specific point to them about the centralization of authority in medicine and how we've done that. We've made everybody employees, and therefore, you know, what is it that prevents doctors from doing their job or gets in the way? And I went back across three different, let's call them each a pandemic. One was the use of psychosurgeries and bizarre psychiatric interventions. People forget about this. I don't, because I took care of these people in the 80s and 90s, all the aftermath of that. All those old psychiatrists were all gone. The pain medication overprescribing pandemic, and then COVID. And the one thing I found the same in all three, first of all, there was centralization of authority. People were, for various reasons, handing over their decision-making to a small number of people. Huge mistake. That's not, medicine is supposed to be practiced by highly trained people making decisions in the moment on behalf of the patient and nothing more. You centralize that, you're undermining, you're taking it all away. So centralization was one thing. But the other thing I found was slogans. And slogans I'm hearing everywhere today. One was, and this is the one that really caught my eye first, was, and this was actually, these were spoken words repeatedly during the pain pandemic. The pain management people believed they were in a, quote, holy mission to eliminate pain in the United States. It's why 90% of the Vicodin prescribed in the world ended up being prescribed here during the 90s and early 2000s. So holy mission. So if somebody's on a mission, remember one death is too many, Adam?
Mm-hmm, right.
That's a slogan. That's if one death is too many, then we're not in a pandemic. So what the fuck are you talking about? So slogans and holy mission, this time it'll be different, and we figured it out. Those are the things I think that applies to economics and politics and culture too. I certainly applies to medicine. But do you agree with me that when you hear things like that, people are no longer objective, they're no longer pragmatic, and they're on a holy mission? You know, yes. What I mean? They can't be persuaded.
Well, you know, not one child left behind and blah, right. blah, blah. It's like, right. It's all such bullshit. I've been yelling about it, you know, ever since I heard the, you know, zero tolerance. You know, we have zero tolerance for racism or zero tolerance. Okay, thank you. What else? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone has zero tolerance for everything. I have zero tolerance for the homeless.
But
all right?
Think about, well,
decree. Yeah, but, yeah. Said it. Done.
It's over. Finished it. Now there's no, what's the next problem? Took care of that one. What's next? So, but think about this part of it though, because they scared the shit out of everybody, the authority to decree culture started centralizing in a small number of hands.
Mm-hmm.
We have done that.
Yes.
We have done that, and we need to undo that.
Well,
and start back to the free speech conversation.
Look,
again. That's how you undo that.
We in California are still under an emergency order from our governor. We're still living over 2 years on.
Yeah,
it's an emergency order. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah,
why?
It means you can't lie a towel down on the beach because these super competent decision makers are serving our best interests. This is the part that I'm. You know, and by the way, I did tell you this on the phone and not in public, so I'm going to say it right now, which is as we have become more able to say these things publicly, I've been getting more and more angry, and I got to be careful because I'm getting so angry about what we've had to tolerate and what we continue to tolerate and what we are and are not allowed to say.
Who are you most angry at?
I'm getting really angry. I'm angry at the mob. That's my number one.
That's
thing.
Who I'm most angry at. I'm not that angry at Barbara Ferrer. She's just compromised. She's nuts. Whatever.
I'm angry that we put her in a position of authority, right? That makes me disgusting.
I'm not really angry at her. I'm angry at the people that attacked me for attacking her.
Well, she has no business making these decisions. She has no clinical experience, none. She's a sociologist. Why is she making those decisions? Okay, fine. Get somebody who can make decisions in there. And by the way, I've said this before. I'm not sure pediatricians are the best at making these decisions for adults. They're good with vaccine therapies. That's why they're in those positions. And previous pandemics or infectious disease outbreaks were amongst children.
Yeah,
that's
no,
why they're
look
in
no
those positions.
Further than your best friend, Dr. Hotez, over there, whatever his name is.
Yes.
That guy's fucking hysteric.
I wish I'd had a deeper conversation with him about this. I like him. I've always respected him. But he started freaking out about the neurological consequences of COVID. And I thought, you've never done adult neurology. You don't understand. This is nothing. This is no big deal. We're very resilient with it. And he's just freaking out personally about it. And I thought, because you have no judgment with this. Okay, so shut up about it.
Well, the head of the CDC has a feeling. She speaks as a mom. She's got a feeling it's a mom.
Well, what do you think of the new guy? They got a new guy in there now. You seen the new guy? I forget his name.
Oh, I did see a new guy in there.
Yeah, he's an improvement. I'm telling you, he's an improvement.
Well, I think what they look, everything is based on the polling. The polling is nobody fucking wants this shit anymore. So let's get a guy who reflects that versus the chick who didn't reflect it. That's all.
Yep. Did you see the new policy? The new policy is so fantastic. It's time for each individual to decide for themselves what they want to
do.
Do you want a mask? Do you want a vaccine? Do you want to isolate? And that's exactly where it should have been from the beginning. I talked to a guy named Brilliant, a guy named Larry Brilliant. He's a famous epidemiologist, virus researcher, and he's the leading expert on smallpox. And early in the pandemic, I was like, what's going on? What is this? He goes, yeah, I don't know either. They don't have to do this because people naturally in a pandemic pull back appropriately when it's appropriate, not lockdown. Just look at Shanghai, everybody. That's what we did in California. To me, it looks like California. It looks like the beaches in California. I mean, they didn't have the sticks, but we were close. They were coming, getting people and hauling them off for being on a paddleboard in the ocean.
Alone.
Alone.
All right. Simply Safe. Oh, Amy's a chronic sleepwalker who lives near a four-lane highway. Well, a few months ago, she was sleepwalking right out the front door, but the Simply Safe entry sensor on her front door triggered the 95 decibel siren in the base station, waking her before she wandered out into the street. Amy says Simply Safe saved her life. And I agree. This is a great product. It's easy to install yourself. You don't have those weird techs crawling around under your house or drilling holes, or making a mess, pulling wires. Backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business. Less than a buck a day, no long-term contracts. You can try it out for 60 days, risk-free, and see if you like it. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/adam2. You go there today, you get free indoor security cameras, well, plus 20% off interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/adam2. All right, take a quick break. Be back right after this. All right, Pablo, San Marcos, Texas.
Mijo. Hey, how's it going, Adam? How's it going, Drew? Always great to say hi to you all. Adam's still expecting you down here in Austin. I know your show got moved. So
yeah.
Looking forward to whenever you're back in this area
Yeah.
Hey, the Paramount Theater wants us, Adam. They want you to stand up and then us do a live podcast. They've opened their door, said, tell us when, so we can go do that.
So hopefully soon, although that's, anyway, go ahead, Pablo.
Yeah, well, y'all were talking about the, I guess, like the French philosophers looking a little bit back in time. I think of you, Adam, as like the working man's G.K. Chesterton, right, in terms of some of the philosophy or thinking. And I wanted to bring forward a quote that's about 100 years old, middle of the roaring 20s, pretty famous of him, where it talks about the whole world has divided itself into conservatives and progressives. The business of progressives is to go on making mistakes, and the business of conservatives is to prevent mistakes from being corrected. And I wanted to just ask you guys, because I guess history has a tendency of repeating itself. And you were talking about the French philosophers, so I wanted to put it up for your review.
Is that Hayek said that? Who said that?
G.K. Chesterton.
Oh, Chesterton said that. Okay.
Yeah.
I
generally, you know, it sounds good. It works in a very short form. I think there's a problem, which is with conservatives saying something like voter ID. I'd like to require everyone to show ID. And then Biden says that's Jim Crow 2.0. You're trying to drag us back into Jim Crow times. I wouldn't say that is trying to drag our society back into Jim Crow times. I would say that's just showing ID, which, by the way, Drew, it's funny, just went away. The second a couple of black people went, what the fuck are you talking about? I have an ID. We argued about it for like 9 years, and then it just, when's the last time you heard it?
Well, I think it went away with also with the vaccine passports and things too, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I mean, right. How can you show your ID if you don't have an ID? Now, black guys can't go into the restaurant. You know, right. That was a that right. was this, an
that,
issue.
Well, that is Jim Crow. That's right. Explicitly that.
Right.
That, like, they need to solve that if they're going to do that. Come
and I think there's a lot of it that falls under women's rights and things like that. Like, you know, women with the right to vote or women with the right to, you know, get an education or whatever it is or go to college or that stuff's, I don't think anyone's trying to drag us back to that. I think they're just trying to stop it at people deciding they're transsexual when they have a dick and balls walking into the ladies' locker room. I think.
Did you see the pregnancies in the all female prison now?
Yeah, I think there was two of them.
Three now?
Three now.
I thought there were three.
Guys been busy.
Oh, maybe two guys. Maybe one guy knocked up two chicks, and then there was another dude with a beard.
I know. Girl. Girl who knocked up two chicks.
Yeah, right. I don't do that. You have to change your gender. Otherwise, we're going to end up with women pregnant in a all-female prison.
Well, that's what we've got.
That's what we got. Well, this is that's what we got. I've been saying this. All right, do your business, Drew.
All right, blinds galore, everyone. Huge sale starting this week. Everything up to 50% off. It's a great time to buy new blinds or shades. Blindsgalore.com believes you deserve high-quality custom blind shades, shutters, and drapes. Everything Blind Galore creates is 100% custom. Nothing gets made until you order it, and they want you happy. Believe me, designer product without the designer price. Don't bother with the store. Do everything right from home with Blinds Galore. Their expert team is happy, and I say happy to help you every step of the way because they want you happy. They don't care about themselves. They want you happy. That's what makes them happy. Online, over the phone, Blinds Galore can even send you free samples, free shipping on top of the free expertise. It's family-owned, family-run for over 20 years. We love these guys. We've used them, all of us, blindsgalore.com. Right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. Whether you need more privacy to sleep in or just to fix up a room, Blinds Galore has what you're looking for. Order 15 free samples today to get started on blindsgalore.com and let them know that we sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right. Go to amcarolla.com. Find out all the live shows coming up May 6th and 7th in Indianapolis at Helium Comedy Club. And then we're off and running after that. So come on out. Say hi. You can check out my Daily Wire stand-up specials, dailywire.com/Adam. Subscribe over there. See me and Bill Shatner up on stage. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Drew?
And you and Leno?
And me and Leno.
Dr. Drew.TV, everybody. Got a daily streaming show there. And also, don't forget After Dark. Try it out. DrDrew.com.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.